When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, oh Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ میری اسلامی برادرز اینڈ ویورز آف مدنی چینل ویلکم بیک ان اور سلسلہ ان اور پروگرام انشاءاللہ عز و جل وی گونا ٹاک اباؤٹ Another major sin that the majority of the people sadly are committing this sin. And Amir al-Sunnat in one of his bayans, he says that 95% of the Muslims are involved in committing this sin. Now, can you imagine? 95% of the Muslims are involved in committing this sin. Yes, this sin is missing salah. Deliberately missing your namaz. It is a major sin. Before we go into that, my dear Islamic brothers, let's just hear the beautiful blessing of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amiri al-Sunnat has mentioned in his bayan that to recite Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam 50 times, the blessing will be that on the day of judgment, the person will shake hands with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now how long does it take to recite 50 times Durood-e-Pak? It doesn't even take 1 minute. So but look at the blessing. You recite 50 times Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The blessing you will receive is you will have the, inshallah, azza wa jal, chance to shake hands with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to recite as much Durood as possible unto the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. The scholars, they mentioned that a person, he will be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and because of not inviting, not telling his family to offer salah, and not keeping his family away from sins. We've heard this many times. This verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum naran wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara. O believers, save yourself and your family from the fire of hell, whose fuel shall be humans and stones. It is our duty as a father figure. It's our duty that we tell our children, we tell our wives, we tell our sisters, we tell our brothers to read namaz. Or else, my dear Islamic brothers, if we do not tell them, at least we should play our role, we should do our part. Our role is to tell them. It's up to them. If they offer salah, it's going to be beneficial for them. And if they don't offer their salah, just imagine and wait for these punishments to come. Don't think to yourself that my business is booming. Don't think to yourself that I'm doing it. Yeah, I'm rich. I've got everything. With all these punishments, that money that Allah Ta'ala has given you is keeping you away from the masjid. That wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given you is keeping you away from the masjid. That wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given you is keeping you away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't think to yourself that this wealth, Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with this wealth. No, it may be that Allah Ta'ala is testing you with this wealth. Allah Ta'ala will test every Muslim. Allah Ta'ala will test each and every one of us. He will test us in many different ways. And Allah Ta'ala may be testing us by giving us wealth. Allah Ta'ala will test us by giving us children. A lot of people say, well, I'm spending a lot of time with the family. You got to spend time with the family. Yeah, you got to spend time with the family. But you got to look at the other side as well. We were created. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We were created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We were not created to spend all day and night with our families. We were not created to spend day and night working. We were not sent to this world so that we can build a big bank balance in this world. We can have more respect. You worship Allah Azza wa Jal. You offer your 5 times salah. You will see that Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth. Allah Ta'ala will put barakat in your family. Allah Ta'ala will put barakat in your life as well. Let's read the Quran, what Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Quran regarding those people who miss their salah deliberately. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says inside the Holy Quran, and after them came the unworthy successors who missed prayer and pursued their own desires, so they will soon encounter the forest of ghay in hell. So these people who missed their salah deliberately, they will see the forest of ghay in the fire of hell. And this ghay, forest of ghay, is so frightening. It says that even the fire of hell asks Allah Azza wa Jal, to save it from the forest of ghay. And a person who misses his salah deliberately will be thrown into the fire of hell. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. So ruin is to those offerers of prayer, those who are neglectful of their prayer. In another place, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, that a people who are burning in the fire of hell, someone will ask them, what took you into the fire of hell? And these people, they will say, we never used to offer our prayer. So what is the end result? That these people will be burning in the fire of hell, and the reason is that they did not offer their salah. Now, one of the beautiful hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, on Madani channel, we try to learn these things. I'm not trying to stand up here and scare you from all these things. No, that is not the reason. Yeah, that, okay, I might be saying that I'm not scared. Yes, I am scaring you. I am scaring you from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we should be scared from the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Who was Iblis? Iblis was the teacher of all the angels. When he disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal's command, look at what Iblis is today. Every Muslim, he curses Iblis. Every single day we curse him. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We curse him. Our children curse him. Our elders curse him. What is the difference between us and a kafir? The difference between a Muslim and a kafir, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, is salah. Namaz is the difference between us and a kafir. Because Muslims will offer namaz, kafirs don't. When we wake up in the morning, just have a comparison. Just think to yourself, what is the difference? Look at a person who is a non-Muslim. Compare your life to his life. You wake up in the morning, have breakfast, go to work, all day busy working, coming back home, have something to eat, watch telly, go to sleep. Next morning, same routine. What is his routine? His routine is exactly the same. He wakes up in the morning, has breakfast, goes to work, all day working, comes back from work, has somewhere to eat, watches telly, go to sleep. What is the difference? The difference should be that this Muslim, when he wakes up in the morning, first thing he does is he bows down his head in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he thanks Allah Azza wa Jal for giving him that life again. Because remember, sleeping is a form of death. That is why the dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that has taught us, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I live and die in your name. Now dying, and there are so many people, you might know someone who has died in his sleep. I know people who have died in their sleep. Allah Ta'ala has given you that life again. Why are we destroying ourselves? Why are we destroying our life? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the one who misses his salah has no share in Islam. Ibn Hazim has said that after shirk, the worst sin is missing salah. So you can imagine what a serious crime a person is committing by not offering his salah. And then on the day of judgment, my dear Islam brothers, the first question that will be asked by Allah Azza wa Jal to every Muslim, every person, will be about salah. That is the first question. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, just look ourselves. Our bodies are so delicate. We can't withstand the bite of an insect. How are we going to withstand the bite of snakes and scorpions inside the grave? And these snakes and scorpions, the one of their bites, it says that a person will feel the pain of the bite of a snake for 1,000 years. Are we ready for that? And then sometimes ignorant people will say, yeah, we're ready for it. Yeah, we're ready for that. Ma'azallah, that is a word of kufr. And sometimes people even jokingly, they say, well, so-and-so film actor, so-and-so, all of these will be in the fire of hell, so we might as well join them as well. That is a word of kufr as well. Because we are not thinking about the punishment. You know, talking about punishment lightly, taking it so lightly. That is very, very bad. And we need to change our lives. When are we going to change our life? When are we going to change our life? Today, look at our life today. No Quran, no Salah, no Barakat in our life. We might have millions stashed up in our banks as bank accounts. We might have the biggest car, we might have the biggest mansion in the world. But do we have happiness? True happiness, we don't have that, I'm afraid. True happiness is for those who offer their Salah. True happiness was when you ask Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu what true happiness is. Or ask Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him for chanda firna, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave 900 odd camels. You know, and that's the kind of wealth we need to have. Do we have that kind of wealth? And when we say that giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, it's not how much money you got, it's all in here. How much have you got it in your heart to give in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal? Someone comes knocking on your door, chanda for the masjid, £1 comes out. That same pound 30 years came out, exactly 30 years later that £1 comes out of my pocket. Why doesn't more money come out of my pocket? Am I throwing that money away? Ma'azallah, investing it in so and so haram businesses. Investing that money in so and so bad places. But when it comes to investing in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, we always pull back. We always pull our hand back. But when it comes to the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Ikram, when it came to money, my dear Islamic brothers, money was never an issue for them. Their thinking was, I can give my life for the sake of Islam. I can give everything. Only Allah Ta'ala be pleased with me. Alhamdulillah, we have a personality in front of us today. A personality that is living amongst us. A personality that we see every day on Madani channel. Yes, that personality is Amir Ahl Sunnah. Amir Ahl Sunnah, Alhamdulillah, brings back all these memories of the Sahaba Ikram. He brings back the memories of the Awliya Ikram. He's teaching us how we should be spending our lives. He's teaching us how we could be successful in this world. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is my dear Islam brothers, Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami teaches you, go to the weekly Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami and learn for yourself. Attach yourself to this environment. Attach yourself to Dawat-e-Islami. Don't be a spectator. Don't be looking from a far distance what Dawat-e-Islami is. Come close to Dawat-e-Islami. See for yourself. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, millions of Muslims, and this is not an exaggeration, millions of Muslims, Alhamdulillah, have changed their lives. Is it not time that we change our life? Is it not time? As one Buzurg, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he heard these words of the Holy Quran. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has that time come not for us? When are we going to change? The angel of death is going to come very soon. Take us away from the glamour of this world. Take us away from this beauty of this world. And it's going to take us into the dark grave. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us. And may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. My dear Islam brothers, truly repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you have missed any salah, there's a beautiful book written by Amir Ahl Sunnah, Laws of Salah. And in that book, there is one booklet. The Laws of Salah comprises of 12 booklets. And one of the booklets inside this book is Missed Salah. I want you to please read that book. It tells you the method of how to offer Qazai Umri. If you are busy in this world, you know, there is an easier way how to offer your Qazai Umri. Please read this book, buy it and give it to your friends as well. Let's live a life in obedience and inshallah azawajal, nothing will happen to your business if you offer your 5 times Salah. But there will be something that will happen. Inshallah you will see that you will live in peace and Allah Ta'ala will give you more barakat in your life. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward us. And for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep us steadfast on our salah and steadfast on iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.